All right, welcome back to the second part of Quote We. Okay, this is Let Me Say This. My name is Antonio Laborte, and you are here for another treat, another special of Black History Month quotes. Of course, I want to be able to share some of the perspectives, share some of the feelings, some of the thoughts that Black history, which is also American history, has brought us. Okay, so the first quote that I want to bring in here and talk about is from Ruby Bridges. Now, if you don't know who that is, she was one of many children during this era that helped desegregate public schools in America, okay? And the quote goes like this. If kids have the opportunity to come together to get to know one another, they can judge for themselves who they want their friends to be. All children should have that choice. We as adults shouldn't make those choices for children. That's how racism starts. Excuse me. So Ruby Bridges was 6 years old when she integrated schools for generations of kids after her. The weight of America's problems rested on her innocence. She was stamped in history for something that, I mean, should be normal for someone her age to go to school. Innocence and children, they go hand in hand. Proper care will lead to proper judgment in these kids. Assessing someone's treatment of others. How do they respond to conflict? How do they handle responsibility? When done correctly, children will show you what fair and honest behavior looks like. When adults get in the way of progress, you have what we have now. When the blind lead the blind, or actually in this case, when the blind lead the younger, more impressionable children to have a fall from grace, we don't get peace. We get problems. See, for her, her story is history because she sort of stumbled into a place of history making. She was just doing what she thought was normal. And of course, it wasn't normal. Not inherently, but circumstantially, right? Like, you know, at that point, you know, because of the circumstances, Black kids couldn't go to the same school as white kids. It was disgraceful for them to be getting the same education as them, because of course their life wasn't as valuable as these white kids. To have grown men and women heckle and curse her way, along with the other children who began to desegregate these schools, is remarkably foolish. To have armed military escorts have you, you know, escorted into school, into a building for learning. God forbid a Black kid wanted some more knowledge. God forbid kids of all backgrounds want a good education. And again, not inherently, but circumstantially, white schools were only better because they were the standard for learning. So there was more care and consideration given to those schools. And on the other side, Black schools were intentionally underfunded and undersupported. God forbid these kids want a good education, man. God forbid. Next quote. Because I'm getting pissed off already. All right, this next quote comes from Huey Newton. Now, if you don't know who Huey Newton is, I'm disappointed he won. No, I'm playing. Go do your research. Go look at the Black Panthers. You'll know exactly who I'm talking about. Okay, this next quote is really important, though. All of them are important, but nonetheless. He said, I do not think that life will change for the better without an assault on the establishment, which goes on exploiting the wretched of the earth. This belief lies at the heart of the concept of revolutionary suicide. Thus, it is better to oppose the forces that would drive me to self-murder than to endure them. Although I risk the likelihood of death, there is at least the possibility, if not the probability, of changing intolerable conditions. Huey was not going to lose his soul by trying to make sense of a twisted life. A life where he knew his existence would be trashed, never given the respect that it deserved. He understood that the machine is well run. It's doing what it's designed to do. And so to shut that shit down, it needed an organized assault. To take on this act would be opting into an early death. You see, if you didn't know this, America kills its historians when these historians pull back the covers of what America really is. It assassinates the things that'll help heal it most. Huey bet on possibility, knowing that it'd bring the most amount of pressure that he'd ever experienced in his life. But he came to this realization, like most black people did at the time too, and before him. What's to live if life is not worth living? If your brothers and sisters are being killed, starved of their liberty, denied equality, what's the point? What are we doing at this point? You see, the Black Panthers were a blueprint. They were what white Americans falsely believed the KKK of being, which was an essential part of the community and all about safety and well-being and shit like that. Listen, they looked at groups like the Black Panthers and thought black supremacy and all things evil. And they looked at white supremacy and they couldn't distinguish it from anything else this country had ever produced, because that is exactly what this country needed. It was exactly what they were trying to do the whole time. So when presented with hate right underneath their nose, they habituated to its smell. They got used to it. It was normal day, regularly scheduled programming to them. Even with how rotten and spoiled white supremacy is at its core for everybody, even white people, when something fresh came along, they purposely mistook it, intentionally mistook it. I don't even want to use the word mistook, because it was, again, on purpose. They took it as rotten to America, when it was, like Huey said, the possibility, if not the probability, of changing an intolerable condition. Next quote. This person here is probably my favorite person that I did a little research on and studied going into this. Her name is Audre Lorde. If you don't know who that is, please look up some of her work. She was a writer, civil rights activist. And I actually got this quote from a publication that she had written that I stumbled upon when I was doing some research before this. I may actually upload the link to that so that y'all can take a look at it if you choose to. But I think this quote is very important, and I have a lot to say about this, okay? So the quote goes like this, very simple, one sentence. The master's tools will never dismantle the master's house. Sit there for a second. The master's tools will never dismantle the master's house. Racism is as powerful as you can awfully imagine. Slavery was as horrific as your mind can wander to. Hatred is as prevalent as history reminds us. You see, fear, right? It's a method that weak men use when they know they have nothing else of value to them. The master's house cannot be dismantled using the master's tools. This narrow, closed-minded, non-empathetic existence that this country's so-called leaders have ran with, it's a self-fulfilling pattern. You cannot use these tools to reverse the problems. The master's tools were fundamental in keeping certain dynamics in place. Believing that a taste of their own medicine is the key to tearing down the machine, that's ineffective. You don't destroy discrimination with more restriction. You tear down the fucking gate, along with its gatekeepers. You force inclusion in places that thrived off of privatization, off of allowing certain people in and most others out. You burn down the statues of men who burn down the opportunities of generations of families who were forced into slavery and into servitude. You teach your children that when white folks tell you to be grateful, that really means to stay within your place, to stay within your confines. Because if given the chance to bring things back to the days of before, if you handed out a blind test, you would be, quote unquote, shocked at the number of people that would snap their fingers and make America great again. You teach your kids that black people are miracles because that's what they are. That's what I am, a product of perseverance, a belief that better was to be had. And honestly, A lot of fucking luck, too.
Have a good day.